Two Northwest BC projects are part of the first five to be reviewed by the federal government's new Major Projects Office. LNG Canada Phase 2 in Kitimat and the Red Chris Mine expansion in the province's northwest were part of Prime Minister Mark Carney's announcement in Edmonton Thursday, September 11. Carney said LNG Canada's Phase 2 will directly help transform our country into an energy superpower. He said the project will double LNG Canada's production capacity and become the second largest liquefied natural gas facility of its kind. It will diversify our trading partners, help meet global demand for secure, low-carbon energy and support tens of thousands of new high-paying careers, leveraging Canada's sustainable advantage. Carney added its emissions are projected to be 35% lower than the world's best-performing LNG facilities and 60% lower than the global average. For the Red Chris mine expansion, it's meant to extend the lifespan of the mine by over a decade, increase Canada's annual copper production by more than 15%, employ about 800 workers, with a peak of 1,500 workers during construction, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 70% when operational. It's part of a bigger package, Carney said. His Major Projects Office is also being tasked with the proposed new Northwest Critical Conservation Corridor, which would potentially be the size of Greece. This is an initiative that presents multiple opportunities for critical minerals development and clean power transmission, including potential inner ties to the Yukon and Alberta. BC. Premier David Eby was enthusiastic about the news that two out of five projects were from his province, even though there is a much longer list of projects he wants federal support for. "I recognize the sensitivity, you can't have an entire list of BC projects," he said. "But honestly, the Prime Minister could have done it, and I hope to work with him, even with projects that aren't on that list." Eby brought up the Roberts Bank Port expansion in Vancouver as high on the list of additional projects he wants federal support for. This marine terminal upgrade will increase West Coast container capacity by 30%, allowing an additional $100 billion worth of goods to pass through the port each year. The two projects selected are significant to Eby for different reasons. He said that when Justin Trudeau was Prime Minister, the federal government did not seem to have much interest in LNG Canada, so the addition of that to the list shows Carney is taking a different tack. In terms of Red Chris, Eby sees its inclusion as signaling support for the broader regional development of as many as 11 mines in the region that could involve new electrical transmission lines and tying in BC's grid to the Yukon's. "I don't see that endorsement as being just about that one project," Eby said at an unconnected press conference in Logan Lake in BC's interior. "What I see that endorsement as being about is working with the Tahltan First Nation, working with the provincial government on the entire region, on the 11 mine sites reflecting $30 billion, more than 5,000 mining jobs, direct mining jobs in that region." The other three projects on Carney's list include the Darlington New Nuclear Project in Bowmanville, Ont. The Contrecoeur Terminal Container Project in Contrecoeur, K. And the McIlvenna Bay Foreign Copper Mine Project in east-central Saskatchewan. The Major Projects Office, which was announced during the 2025 federal election campaign by Carney, launched in August. The office is meant to fast-track nation-building projects by streamlining regulatory assessment and approvals and helping to structure financing, in close partnership with provinces, territories, Indigenous peoples, and private investors, according to a release from the Prime Minister's office.